Our guest this week has a message for high school seniors and their parents who are poring over the latest college rankings. Put the rankings down. Alexander McCormick is a professor of education at Indiana University and the director of the National Survey of Student Engagement, or NESE. He says going to a high-ranking school will not guarantee a high-quality educational experience. In fact, he says there's almost no correlation between the ranking of a school and the factors that go into a good college education. McCormick says his survey highlights the genuinely important clues to look for in choosing a college. Alexander McCormick, welcome.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start off by talking about the National Survey of Student Engagement. What is it?
Well, the National Survey of Student Engagement is a survey that's administered to first-year students and seniors at colleges and universities around the country. Last year, we had a little over 700 four-year institutions participate in the survey, and we invited more than 2 million students to fill out the survey. We ask first-year students and seniors about a whole variety of experiences and behaviors. So one thing that distinguishes the survey is it's very much about behavior and not about attitudes and beliefs. So we're really trying to change this conversation about college quality away from things like reputation and resources and average SAT scores, all kinds of measures about input and wealth of an institution, to the things that really matter for student learning.
So if you're surveying student engagement, what is engagement?
We use engagement kind of as that shorthand for activities and experiences and behaviors related to student learning. So we ask students things like, how often do you participate in course discussions or ask questions? How often do you meet with faculty members outside of class? How often do you collaborate with peers on an assignment? How often do you work through course material with other students in preparing for exams? These are examples of things that we have a couple decades of research to show that students who do these things more manifest better outcomes.
So engagement means that they are just more involved in their learning?
Well, involved in the right things. So yes, absolutely more involved in their learning, but involved in the right thing. So we also have a set of questions that ask about the kinds of cognitive tasks that students are called upon to exercise in their courses.
Segment 1.
Our guest this week has a message for high school seniors and their parents who are poring over the latest college rankings. Put the rankings down. Alexander McCormick is a professor of education at Indiana University and the director of the National Survey of Student Engagement, or NESE. He says going to a high-ranking school will not guarantee a high-quality educational experience. In fact, he says there's almost no correlation between the ranking of a school and the factors that go into a good college education. McCormick says his survey highlights the genuinely important clues to look for in choosing a college.
Segment 2.
Alexander McCormick, welcome.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start off by talking about the National Survey of Student Engagement. What is it?
Well, the National Survey of Student Engagement is a survey that's administered to first-year students and seniors at colleges and universities around the country. Last year, we had a little over 700 four-year institutions participate in the survey, and we invited more than 2 million students to fill out the survey. We ask first-year students and seniors about a whole variety of experiences and behaviors. So one thing that distinguishes the survey is it's very much about behavior and not about attitudes and beliefs.
Segment 3.
So we're really trying to change this conversation about college quality away from things like reputation and resources and average SAT scores, all kinds of measures about input and wealth of an institution, to the things that really matter for student learning.
So if you're surveying student engagement, what is engagement?
We use engagement kind of as that shorthand for activities and experiences and behaviors related to student learning. So we ask students things like, how often do you participate in course discussions or ask questions? How often do you meet with faculty members outside of class? How often do you collaborate with peers on an assignment?
Segment 4.
How often do you work through course material with other students in preparing for exams? These are examples of things that we have a couple decades of research to show that students who do these things more manifest better outcomes.
So engagement means that they are just more involved in their learning?
Well, involved in the right things. So yes, absolutely more involved in their learning, but involved in the right things. So we also have a set of questions that ask about the kinds of cognitive tasks that students are called upon to exercise in their courses.